This episode of People of UT contains mentions of violence and death, which some viewers may find disturbing. Viewer discretion is advised. Welcome to People of UT, the show that introduces you to members of the UT community that have made a positive impact, big or small, on other community members. I'm your host for this episode, Joseph Sweeney. Picture this. You're in high school. You're the star of the debate team and an intern for Congressman Beto O'Rourke's office in El Paso. Your dream is to go into politics and are doing everything you can to jumpstart your career. Your sophomore year of college, you transfer to UT to study government and international relations. Before you know it, you're the vice president of Longhorn LULAC, the League of United Latin American Citizens, advocating for the civil rights and economic advancement of your local Latinx community. Everything was pointing towards you serving a more traditional career in politics. But in 2020, when protests erupt nationwide in response to police brutality, you start serving your community in a different way, by live streaming and making videos.
Thank you so much for joining us tonight. My name is Hiram, and I'm the host of these documentaries that cover pertinent issues in Texas and around the country.
Every time somebody would ask me who I was with, they're like, what news agency are you with? Who are you with? Like, who are you filming for? I'm Hiram. You know, I'm just Hiram. I'm just some dude with the camera filming what's going on. And that's where I'm Hiram LSE came from.
Meet Hiram Garcia, a class of 2019 UT alumnus and now an independent video and broadcast journalist.
People really liked the way that I was kind of explaining how things were going, and it seemed like I just had a very natural skill for journalism. I don't even know if it's natural because, like, I had a lot of experience in debate, public speaking, and I was really well informed politically. I think that's just kind of how it started, you know, just being involved in it one day accidentally live streaming on Facebook.
Garcia's unexpected career began in 2020 when he livestreamed a protest organized by the Black Lives Matter movement in response to the death of George Floyd at the hands of a police officer. Now, for nearly 4 years, Garcia has made it his goal to stand out against other reporters and publications by going to where others don't dare venture.
There was not a lot of coverage really on the front lines of what people were saying, of who was throwing the bricks, of who was starting the violence, right? Because media often didn't get close enough to really film what led to escalations in violence between protesters and police. Police officers were put on trial and even charged sometimes with violent police brutality incidents, you know, relating to how they use tear gas or how they use flashbangs or like rubber bullets. And a lot of my footage was useful in determining who was a perpetrator of violence at these protests because I was right there, right in front of the bullet, you know, right in front of the Molotov cocktail. And the media wasn't, because they had fiscal liabilities and insurance reasons, they couldn't get their guys so close to where everything was actually happening.
In 2020, Garcia and his material came into the national spotlight when Garrett Foster, an unarmed individual at a Black Lives Matter protest, was shot and killed during a confrontation with a protest bystander, U.S. Army Sergeant Daniel Perry.
That became like international news, but not only was it international news, but nobody really knew what happened. And the only person that had any video of that was me, and I happened to be like feet away from getting shot myself. I was like right around the corner from the car, and I was walking around, like the car pulled into the crowd, and I was in the crowd. And so I got to run up to the car, and I was about to turn the corner to see what was going on between Garrett Foster and Daniel Perry. And as I was turning, Daniel Perry shot Garrett Foster, killed him. And I didn't get to, like, fully turn around and look, so I booked it back the other direction. I thought it was a mass shooting for sure. Like, I thought I was dead. But I was live streaming this whole, that entire time, and that video, you know, is on 60 Minutes now. That video was used by every single news outlet in this entire country, and I'd say internationally, too. Like, it was huge news, right? Because I was the only one with video, and because I was the only one with video, I became the first witness, you know, during this trial.
Garcia is one of five individuals who testified in the trial of Daniel Perry. Perry was convicted of murder and sentenced to 25 years prison in May of last year. After witnessing the incident, Garcia incorporated pepper spray and a bulletproof vest into his reporting attire. And despite some opposition, he remains committed to reporting on the home front.
You know, I've had people ask me to fight. The only reason that I think I'm even here today and have been able to avoid most dangerous situations is just because I'm really good at de-escalating and talking to people.
Garcia says that despite the occasional confrontation, he makes it a goal to understand where people's actions may stem from.
I think it's really easy for other people or for us to assume that people have positions or ideas because they're bad people when really they're just hungry or missing something or feel like there's something going on in government or in politics that threatens their well-being. And if you could listen and understand that, I think you could get through to most people.
In spite of the danger he faces every day, Garcia says that his new and unconventional style of journalism helps him stand out from traditional news outlets, so much so that his work has been featured in major publications such as PBS, CBS 60 Minutes, the BBC, and the New York Times.
If I did it for money, then my model would be based on profit, which would be heavily dependent on my associations to things like insurance companies and like, you know, what sells and what doesn't. As an independent journalist, I'm not focused on profit. Sometimes I can make risky decisions that are not necessarily profitable, but are necessary. If you really boil it down to why media outlets are not more like independent journalists, it's just because of fiscal liabilities. And you know, that's unfortunate, but that's just the model through which everything in this society works, which, you know, that's not something I'm arguing with or anything. It's just like, really, I think it's just because, like, I wasn't necessarily following all the best industry practices for how to make the most money. I was just putting myself out there for the sake of documenting.
And while he does accrue some money via live stream donations, the majority of Garcia's income is brought in via the professional video services he offers. Through this, he's been able to contribute to documentaries on PBS, film concerts for artists such as Lil Wayne and Kodak Black, and much more. And although he's branched out more in recent years, reporting on the Austin community and beyond remains Garcia's focus, so much so that he lives out of a van to save money and reinvest into the community and improving the quality of his reporting.
It's expanded to be more than just a news agency now. It's also professional video production.
Looking towards the future, Garcia plans to continue reporting on political movements in and around the Austin area and developing his platform as a way to educate the wider community on a variety of political and social issues.
When I was first starting this, I didn't know how to do it. I didn't know how to talk to people. I didn't know how to educate people. I didn't know like how easily anything I said could be twisted too. Like sometimes I would say things with good intentions that were offensive or harmful to other people. And so all of that, I guess, like better communication skills, more empathy toward my audience. I'm really happy the way everything turned out. And honestly, sometimes I feel like my life is a little bit out of a movie. I've lived and I've seen a lot of things that I think a lot of people haven't had the privilege to, but mostly it's just because I've been willing to take risks.
People of UT is a production of the Daily Texan Audio Department. If you like this episode, make sure to subscribe to the Daily Texan podcast on your streaming platform of choice and follow us on Twitter at Texan Audio. This episode was reported and edited by me, Joseph Sweeney. Thank you for listening.